Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's flax.
Boom.
Done. It's in. Class is in session. Do you have a school bell?
It's basically over. Chance? I mean, not with me right now. I usually keep...
There's still a bell in that drawer over there. I remember Gareth used to keep a shame bell in there.
A shame bell, yeah.
Is it there? Oh, let's ring it. We should actually
Jeez,
do
it's
like...
it's really big, bro.
I know, it's massive. He got it from one of the listeners.
Hang on, I found a smaller one.
So yeah. Class is in session.
But now, I'm actually nervous to touch anything.
Why?
Out of things in the studio, because I don't know which objects here belong to the sex show in that cupboard.
No, I know that bell doesn't.
Oh, yeah, this bell. Cause
any bells don't.
Just now, this bell's like been... Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Grip it there.
Shall I restart it?
Do you want the music again from the top?
Okay. Yeah.
And boom.
Relax, it's flax. Class is in session.
Amazing.
Ice cream!
Yeah, amazing, bro. That's how we do it. Alright, should we get straight into it?
Yeah. Ooh, the beef that went down. Royal Rumble, WWE style. Chad Dadon, aka.
Chad Dadon.
That's been your best. The triangle of just fighting.
Now, to set the context, Chad Dadon, you may have never have heard of the guy before. He's been on the show a few times. He is a South African rapper. He was part of Casper Nyovest's like crew, like heavily, like
really.
Chad was so in there, and Chad's mom was also really. No,
Chad's
really,
mom was in there.
Chad's mom was like this huge Casper Nyovest supporter. Chad was always in Casper's videos and a huge part of Casper coming up. So I'm really surprised with what I think you're about to tell me.
Wait, what do you think I'm about to tell you? Because it's not good news.
Well, no, this is the thing, because if I've been watching social media correctly, like, they're fighting.
Yeah, they have full-on, well, I wouldn't say full-on raw, but Chad really went in knees deep on Casper Nyovest. He released a album cover for one of the songs he just dropped, and it was basically scissors cutting a ponytail of Casper Nyovest, and it said, Chad is better. Hmm. Like, you don't do that. It's David versus Goliath. It's Chad, how many Twitter followers? Probably like 20,000. Going up against Casper Nyovest.
I gotta do a little more research here, because I don't believe that Chad and Casper are not friends anymore.
Would you step on the toes of a giant?
Hang on, let's have a look here. Chad's got 30,000 followers. Chad Dadon, he's having his birthday tomorrow night. Oh, and that Casper's not performing.
Yeah, because they're beefing.
I wonder what happened. They were so tight.
Because he thought, let me shake up the industry maybe, and let me chirp the biggest dude. But just as Twitter goes, you don't get into a tour with someone who's got more followers than you.
Now, producer Kat, why are they beefing?
Because Chad released some song.
Hmm.
What was it called? He's like, Chad is the best.
What it
Chad
was
is
called.
The best.
Yeah, something like that.
And then his album cover, I think it's his album cover, is a picture of a ponytail.
Yeah, Flax just said this while you were busy meandering about outside.
I'm writing blurbs next door.
Yeah, okay.
With the scissors. So I don't understand, because when Slaza Dotsie first came out, Chad was one of the guys who made the videos, posted on Instagram, him and Casper were tight. Then all of a sudden.
Yeah. And what I couldn't understand is why Casper didn't freaking bite back even bigger. All Casper did was post a photo of his new Bentley.
Well, you see, with the Bentley thing now, it's kind of funny. You know how Twitter is, right? Investigation Twitter. Somebody went and found a picture of that Bentley. It was actually a second-hand Bentley. There's even a price there. It was just a little under 800,000.
Yeah, 800,000.
And then someone said something to AKA and about this Bentley, and AKA was like, yeah, at least my BMW is on a motor plan.
I think it's because it's probably like over the mileage of the motor plan for the Bentley. But still,
it's
you
still
don't.
A Bentley. Not everyone has a Bentley sitting in their drive at that age, 20-something.
Listen, Casper's cool. AKA is
cool. Doesn't
matter
if it's secondhand. Yeah.
But Chad Dadon has gone out of place on this one.
Chad is a nobody.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, both of you have been very uninformed here in terms of the full story. I knew I needed to do additional research.
Tell us then.
Okay, so Chad released a song, and in the song he fires shots at Casper. So he says, I left the label and I'm moving on. I heard you got money now. Spent about 500,000 rand on a Bentley. That's okay, mother effer. Remember the money you owe me for rent. I can't let it go that they said I'd never blow. Your methods are flawed. You're selling people the dream that they applaud, but I needed it more. If only you could have believed in me more, but keep the awards. Soon you're going to need it more. The chorus of the song also pokes fun at Casper's hit track, Doc Shebeleza, and says, I had the crowd screaming, got the crowd to say, Doc Chad is better. And so after releasing this track is when it really kind of, you know,
went a little wild. My God, putting it in the dude's face.
This is crazy. I'm actually upset.
That's like me. That's like me being friends with Justin Bieber and then doing an album, Baby No. And being like, Justin is shit.
In fact, I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly what is happening here.
Yeah. It's David versus Goliath.
Okay. We got to get Chad on at some point. And Casper, let me DM Casper and ask him.
Does he follow you?
Yeah.
Must be nice, eh?
What's happening with Chad, bro? Do you need a new token white guy to be friends with? I'm there, brother.
Bro, really? What? Oh, so when he went to fetch the Bentley, I'm not sure if this was his house he fetched it at or the dealership, but when the car door, like when the garage door opened, I saw a Lamborghini there as well.
Hmm. What Balling.
Is, I don't
where know,
where is he getting? I know he just signed a mad deal with, I think Oskido, that phone deal. I could be wrong. It might not be Oskido, but he just signed a phone deal for like a new phone brand or something, which he probably got mad dough for.
Wow. He's doing well. Okay. What else, dude?
Okay. Justin Bieber. I'm sure you saw it all over the news. I really want to put this story to rest. So Malone, did you not see him choke Justin Bieber in a club?
Who's Malone?
I also don't know who Malone is, but he's another musician.
Malone, not Mahoney.
I'm sure they said Malone.
This is Malone.
Who's Mahoney?
Austin Mahoney.
Who's that?
He's another teen pop star.
Austin Mahoney. No. So this oak's name's Maloney. Malone. I think he's like a drummer or something like that. So basically.
He's a rapper poet. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know him. I can't say nobody knows him. So they're both in the DJ booth and Justin's having a smoke. Next minute, for no reason, Justin ashes out his smoke on Malone's arm. Just for no freaking reason. So, like, obviously Malone didn't, like, be like, oh, this punk, I'm so angry at you. As a joke later on, he grabbed Justin by the throat and pretended to strangle him. And newspapers went crazy. Huh. They're like, Justin getting into a fight with Malone and all this bullshit. And honestly, I just wanted to kill that story.
So there's no beef between the two of them, they're mates.
Zero beef. Just playful fighting, I guess.
This Malone looks
Justin
like
Justin was a bit of a dick for putting out his cigarette on Malone's arm.
He looks so dodgy, this Oak.
No, he does. He looks like a...
His hair looks like pubic hair, but everywhere.
He looks like...
Like in ponytails.
Like a dude that came off the set of Shameless, eh?
Yeah, he looks very dodgy. You got to Google a picture of this guy. Doesn't he have teeth?
Yeah, so I don't know why Justin
He literally looks like what a washed up human being would look like. Yeah. Everyone says washed up.
Very
okay.
True.
What else, bro?
Okay. You know, I don't know. Did you ever get into Harry Potter?
I tried to, but me and reading, you know, I can do it if I need to.
I watched one freaking video, like the first movie ever, and that was it.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
But one of the dudes, Seamus Finnegan, do you know him?
No.
He's one of the lovable Irish characters. Basically, he blew all his dough on booze, women, and cars. I think he had a... estimated earning of like $500,000.
This is an actor, Devin Murray.
Yeah, $500,000, blew it all on women, cars, and booze.
27-year-old. Okay, I recognize the face.
I recognize the face, but I just can't place him down.
It's because you never saw all the Harry Potters. So he only came in let's have a look here. So Google is such a friend. Oh, he was in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Wasn't he? Actually, I don't know. Seamus Finnegan. I can't remember what character that was. It wasn't the fat brother, right? Was it?
No. I thought it was like Snape's son or something, but I butchered that story.
It was part of Dumbledore's army in the Gryffindor house. Mother was Mrs. Finnegan. Father was Mr. Finnegan. He was human. He was a half-blood.
$500,000? I mean, wait. This is, $500,000 by age 27. That's good going.
Just blew the money, though.
Honestly, that's just irresponsible parenting.
I mean, hypothetically, Flax,
yeah.
If you had, what is this, $500,000?
Yeah.
And you were an actor, so you didn't know when your next gig was going to come. I mean, and would you blow the money? Would you save it if we're being honest now?
Okay, give me a number in rands that I have.
Okay, 5 million rand.
5 million rand. What I would do for 5 million rand, I'd rent out an apartment.
Yeah.
Maybe like a Santon apartment, maybe 20 grand a month rent. I'd buy a car, a Beamer, like a nice car, but not the top of the range. And then I'd probably save the rest. So I'd live life. I wouldn't live lavishly because 5 million will get you nothing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy a house. You could blow 5 million on two cars. So I'd probably have to invest it.
The only thing I would do differently is I would buy a place to live as opposed to rent.
I don't know. I think millennials, renting's a thing to do. I don't think you really want to buy a place. I don't think you really want to put so much money down while you're still building.
But buying a place to live or a property is a much better invest. It's an investment versus a car, which is a complete liability.
But a millennial wants to bounce from house to house each year. You want to live somewhere different. A new club opens.
And you will when you are homeless because you were bouncing and paying other people's bonds off.
I'd also throw in a nice holiday, maybe Hawaii or Bali with the Jenners or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, that's interesting. That sucks for him. I hope he gets another role, I guess.
Yeah, I think he's washed up now.
Okay, done.
I think he's done. He's got no money. He owes people money. He owes his agent money. He's done.
Tell me what else?
I found some crazy, crazy driving laws around the world.
Okay.
Let me zoom into this over here. Canada. No leaving your car window open more than the width of a hand. Only when parked in public areas in Montreal, whether it's the driver or passenger's hand, is a question for the lawmakers. You're not allowed to leave your car with the window open more than your hand.
Hmm.
How messed up's that?
They must have a reason for it.
It probably provokes crime.
Maybe. What else?
New York, no driving while blindfolded. No driving while blindfolded.
Yeah, well, that's self-explanatory.
I think that could be a given around the world, eh?
Yeah, that's a definite. What else?
California, no driving in your bathrobe.
This does not do good things for the global image of California, which is a place of people, like, just really relaxing.
Yeah, like, they go driving in this, it's called baggies, but what do you call them? Like, swim trunks?
Board shorts.
Board shorts.
Yeah. California is really relaxed. I don't think it's as relaxed as people sometimes maybe paint it out to be, but I could actually picture someone in their bathrobe kind of just going to the corner store, and I guess clearly they had that incident and they decided to make it illegal.
I saw Coachella's going down now.
Well, please.
Is that in California?
I don't want to talk about it, yeah.
I saw Paris
Hilton's I don't want to know. Go. I don't want to know.
Do you know anyone performing?
I don't want to know.
In Nevada. There's no wiping the car.
If everyone's wondering why I don't want to talk about Coachella, it's because I've been for the past 3 years in a row. I went 2015, 2014, and 2013, and this is the first year in 3 years that I haven't been to Coachella, so I'm just a little emotional about it. I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't even see anything about a lineup. I didn't see it anywhere that Coachella was happening.
Don't worry, I saw all of it.
Anyone cool playing? Drake?
Yeah, okay. Kanye? Moving on. No, there's very cool people playing.
Okay, in Nevada.
M83, the greatest band of all time.
Never heard
of
them.
Will be performing Midnight City, which is my greatest song of all time.
Justin Bieber playing?
He might be there. Okay, anyway, I don't talk about it.
In Nevada?
G-Eazy played last night.
Okay,
he was there, he was playing, yeah.
Wait, it's already started?
Yeah, it's already started.
Ah. In Nevada?
Calvin Harris. I saw Calvin Harris when I was there. 2014. We were like literally at the front of the whole thing. I don't want to talk about it.
In Nevada? No. Any more interruptions?
No, it's okay.
Okay. So in Nevada, no wiping the car in a car wash with used underwear.
Yeah.
I've never tried that, but I want to try that now that it's illegal.
Used underwear and wiping a car in a car wash. I don't know how they quite got to that.
It says here.
You know who has done that before?
Jono.
I wasn't going to say Jono. I was not going to say Jono. Jono, you haven't, right?
Done what?
Done what?
What?
Jono, you've never.
Jono, you want to come in quick?
No, he doesn't. Talk to us here.
Okay, he can speak for him. He can speak for himself. Should we get Jono in here?
What's the question?
Jono, how's that big cup of coffee in the studio going, eh?
It's fantastic.
What happened to your arm?
What happened to my arm?
It's all red on the side, on your forearm. No, other one, your left forearm.
Oh, Jesus.
Bro, you bleeding.
No,
is that
guys,
blood?
It's my pen ink, I think. It's obviously leaking.
Okay.
Yeah, so what is this about?
Have you ever... Okay, so this is something that's illegal in Nevada, a car law. No wiping the car in a car wash with used underwear.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, do you know why that's illegal?
Because someone once did it.
I actually have no clue.
Probably because someone once did it. It seems like something you would need to explain to people.
Maybe it gets like stuck in the car wash or something.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
This is actually quite interesting. In Costa Rica, you can drink and drive. Provided that you don't get drunk, you're allowed to enjoy an alcoholic beverage at the wheel.
That sounds like a cool place to live. But I mean, gauging it as well is, I never actually know when I'm over the limit or under the limit.
Whenever I'm
I just don't drive, yeah.
Whenever I'm driving here and I see someone drinking a beer in their car, I just go apeshit at them. I'll hoot, I'll swear at them. You should not be drinking and driving.
No, you shouldn't drink and drive. Unless it's part of the culture and fabric of the country in Costa Rica, I guess it would be. Because you're driving to the beach to go surf and do fuck all anyway. So you may as well just make it an enjoyable experience.
Also, when I see somebody driving and a kid on their lap or a kid on the passenger's lap not like tied in, then I also go wild there. You'll see me throwing shit at their car. You'll see me hooting, swearing, telling them their mother should have had an abortion. I go wild.
Wait, producer Cat, what was that?
Mike, you're going to get shot.
No, I won't
get
shot.
You can't throw shit at people's cars because they have a baby sitting in the passenger seat.
Baby should be in the back seat tied up.
I know, it pisses me the shit
not
off.
Not tied up, but in a seatbelt.
But you can't throw shit at somebody's car.
How would you respond to a baby bouncing on the front seat?
You know, it is very frowned upon, but also I know some of the things that parents go through. You know, kids are often really difficult, and when your kid is screaming and jumping and you're trying to drive somewhere, and sometimes the kid is going to stand up, and you know, it doesn't mean they drive like that all the time, but it was very bad.
But like when the parent's sitting in the front seat
and
has the baby on their lap.
No, unacceptable. Unacceptable, for sure.
What else, dude?
Philippines.
Yeah.
No driving on a Monday if your number plate... Wait, no driving on a Monday if your license plate number ends with a 1 or a 2 in the Manila. In Manila. How freaking messed up is that?
There's got to be a reason for that, though.
No, doesn't say the reason. Maybe you can find it on Google as to why not, but these are legit rules.
I would guess that maybe it's something to do with traffic control, and they can only have a certain amount of cars on the road or something, and then they just limit the amount of cars they can have on the road and sometimes force people to take part. Remember when they did that? What was that thing they did here, the eco-mobility thing?
Oh, in Santa.
Where they closed down the lanes so that we could all use our tricycle to get from one place to the other. Yeah, that was a broad idea.
Oh, that caused more traffic. In Denmark, no starting your car without checking to make sure no children are underneath it.
Well, even here, you're supposed to do all your checks before you get in the car, check your lights and check your mirrors, but nobody does that.
No.
Finland, no playing music in a taxi.
I mean, that's sometimes it's just not appropriate. Yeah.
Anyways. Vaping is in the news again.
What a smooth transition that was. We are now done with crazy driving laws. Coming up next, we will now discuss vaping. Vaping is in the news again. What's up, bro?
So apparently it is so bad when you vape to breathe out your nose. Huh. Like the Metro spoke to one bloke who had a bit of a nightmare. William
Vaping, is that the thing that Neil Mainchies, our sales manager, does? He vapes, doesn't he? I see it come out of his nose,
obviously,
out of his mouth.
There's like toxins going into your nose. And this dude, William Keeler, told the Metro that at one point he was picking bits of flesh from his nostrils.
You know what?
That's cocaine.
He also said that he could smell poo constantly.
What?
Just smell poo.
Could we get Neil on the line? Is that possible?
Neil is still here.
Yeah, he won't come into studio. I know the guy.
Why
we need to take him by
studio?
Surprise and phone him. So in order to make a number anonymous, because I don't think he's listening to this right now, you got to go star.
Really?
He's going to kill me. It's star 31 star. So it's star 31 star followed by the number. Put it straight through to a studio. And then I'm going to have a conversation with him around this vaping thing.
Jeez, I did not know you could go star 31 star.
Yeah, and it makes it anonymous.
I don't believe
you. What is the
you.
Code if someone phones you and you want to phone them back? Because I know in America it's like star 69 and then... You phone them back.
What happens if you just wanted to ring once and then leave a message, or you want to phone them and
there
just leave a message?
There are ways to phone through the voicemail. Okay, let's see. Producer Cat, are we getting him there? Is it ringing?
How come he won't come on?
Let's see if he's going to answer.
He was listening.
Bet you he'll answer. Hello, Neil Mangy speaking.
No, he was listening, guys, because he had his phone in his hand just before I came out.
You've reached the mailbox of.
All right.
Wait, you've reached the mailbox of, and then it just stops.
I think Kat dialed the wrong number. Kidding.
Oh, maybe. Okay. We'll try and get him on the line because he vapes, fail. And I feel like we should tell him that
but
this
these vaping,
vaping is...
things are everywhere, hey? Like, you walk in the mall, and they have the little stands and the kiosk, and they're advertising like crazy.
All the dude over from the Renegade report that's on here, Ramon, he's vapes 24/7 in the office here.
Hang on. Producer Kat, I can't read your sign language. What is it?
I said he's on another call, that's why.
Oh.
So it's probably like beeping in his ear that
okay.
there's another call.
So like wait for his... Call. Oh, so yeah. He doesn't know that we're talking about him.
No.
Okay, cool.
He's
so
on another call.
Wait
you
for
know, Neil, he
call
can be on
end.
The phone for like a very long time.
But just see, if he's off the phone in the next 10 minutes, let's try again.
Does Duncan vape?
Oh, yeah. Duncan said
he wanted
to be on the show today.
Duncan bakes.
Duncan, do you still have something that you feel like you want? Do you want to sit in studio or do you want to do it from the production booth?
No, my people have always been segregated. We've always been on the other side of the fence. We've always been.
Okay.
Yes, bus. What bus?
No.
Don't
kick me,
bus. Duncan, come into studio.
You said that you wanted to say something earlier.
Yeah, you know what? I think as people, we're just so hard on ourselves. We should just be happy that we're alive. You know, we find ourselves to be human beings. I mean, for all it's worth, you could have been a chair and someone would have sat on you for their whole entire life. So let's just appreciate life.
This is so powerful.
What the fuck?
Just very quickly remind everyone who you are for someone who's hearing you for the first time.
Oh, yeah. This is Duncan from CliffCentral.com, the office guy, man, just trying to make things happen, trying to feed my kids, man.
Okay.
Do you have kids?
Yeah.
I think there's people waiting on the couch for you.
No, I've dealt with those ladies like I always do.
All right. Okay.
Duncan, how do you feel about the ladies on Casper's new thing, Boys and Girls at Cliff Central?
No, absolutely. You know, the great thing we can appreciate about Casper.
Yeah.
Is that he embraces local talent, you know. He brings in some beautiful people in the studio, which is something that we don't normally have, like good eye candy, you know. As I sit here, none of my employees are very nice to look at.
You have
but
a girlfriend.
On Friday, when Casper
pops
up... And
you don't have employees.
Not candidates.
You mean colleagues.
Colleagues. When my colleagues come, you know what I mean. So the Boys and Girls of Cliff Central is great.
Duncan,
it's great for the eye.
What is the most interesting thing about you?
I've never owned a six pack ever in my life.
Six pack of
beer. No, the problem is you've owned too many and you've drunk through them. That's the problem.
Yeah, I guess that's my biggest issue, man.
Are you concerned about your weight?
Lately I have, because there was an actress that was here 2 days ago and she was like, what is it about black South African men?
Yeah, that chick was on your show, Ari.
Yeah, from Ashes to Ashes.
Yeah, Duncan sat with her for what, like an hour?
Jeez.
No, she sat with me for an hour.
Okay.
We were sitting together.
She looked like she was trying to leave, but it's okay.
Nah!
Duncan asked her to come to his house to see the cats.
Okay.
Listen, Jono.
Oh, this is turning into a very fun, full... Sorry? I missed it. I'll get the podcast. Okay, hang on. We're going to try Neil. Star 31 star if you want to make a call anonymous. Let's try Neil again. See, because he'll never come onto the show.
We can never convince him to stop vaping.
Well, let's just ask him why he's vaping so much. Let's see.
I remember that vaping craze took off, eh? I don't know what was like the kickoff for it. I think someone said it's better than smoking and it was more expensive than smoking, so.
Oh, come on.
Maybe he's on like those conference calls.
No, Producer Kat said he was done with his phone. Okay, it's not going to work.
Oh,
hang on, let's leave a message.
Neil Manchie?
Ah, there we go.
At the tone, record your message. Then press hash or hang up.
Yo, Neil, it's Ari from Cliff Central. Flax, you want to just tell Neil about the vaping thing?
So, Manchie's, there's a story about vaping when you... like blow it through your nose, that it's actually very bad, the toxins for your nose. Some dude was picking bits of flesh out his nose and he was also smelling poo constantly. So you must get that checked out. Do not blow through your nose, just the way it comes in, let it out.
Flax, just tell Neil quickly, like, you know, how you want him to, why you want him to stop this vaping thing.
Manges, I just don't want you going around smelling poo.
Oh, he's not going to talk to us for a while now. Okay, cool. We left a message there. All right, what else, Flax?
I did want to point out about Jono. Jono has become the office favorite.
Oh.
Ah, with who?
He's looking after, like, people's houses in the office. He gets invited for dinners. I don't get invited for nothing.
Well, hang on.
I'm like the least favorite.
Whose house is he looking after and where has he been invited to
dinner?
Whenever
Ben goes away, Jono's given the responsibility of looking after his house. Even his darling cat. What's it? Whispers.
Meowses.
Last night he was at our content producer Dory's house for pizza.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get invited.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was pretty awesome. Yo, we were speaking about conspiracy theories with Dari's husband. Jeez, I can tell you guys some stuff.
Like?
Jeez, no, it's too mind blowing. We need a whole, maybe we can reserve 15 minutes next week.
Or we could try and get it in like 60 seconds.
No, guys, no.
Then no, fit it in
crazy.
2 minutes.
No, it's just.
Just one of them.
That the earth is actually flat?
Bullshit. Next one.
But this is the thing. How do you know that the earth is round? Because
Oaks have been to space.
But have you seen the round earth?
Yeah, I've seen the photos from space.
Oh, okay. You see, that's the point. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying everything you think you know, you've been told by pictures.
What is Kat screaming out the window?
She's talking to Neil, who's leaving now. Yeah, he's in the parking lot. Okay, you know, this is great, and I'd love to get into it.
Today's show's been all over the place.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on right now.
I don't even know what we started with.
I don't even know why I'm in here.
Okay, well, actually, that's a good point. You can go. There you go. Thank you so much. That there is Jonathan Sinclair as he makes his way out. Let's just give him a really, really good and appropriate send-off. Yeah. Power.
Love and marriage.
Da-dum. Producer Kat's clapping. She thought it was a great guest appearance.
I think you should be a regular.
Yeah.
And you guys were asking what I was screaming just now. Neil was getting into his car and I was like, Neil, check your voicemail. Yeah. So he knew somehow.
No, he did know. You know.
He's very clever.
Okay, Flax, what's the final story, bro?
David Beckham's son, Cruz, he's now been dubbed the next Justin Bieber.
How old is he?
Shit, I have no clue how old he is.
I'll Google it.
Oh, 11 years old.
Jeez.
He's been dubbed the next Justin Bieber after Victoria Beckham put up a Instagram of him singing. Do you want to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay, can I borrow that aux?
Hang on, I've got it here. Okay, I managed to find it.
It's honestly really, really good.
We're going to end it on the 11-year-old singing on Instagram.
He'll probably get a record deal after this.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't invest in...
Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, hopeful, and help make a way. I know we didn't say, but that's okay. Just be hopeful.
That's really good.
Cause I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music.
It's really, really good. It's amazing.
Good, eh?
Yeah. Okay. It's very cool.
I'd say next Justin Bieber.
Absolutely, bro. All right. On that note, how do we keep up with you all day? I want you to now compete with an 11-year-old.
You can follow me on Twitter. I can't sing it. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax. You can follow me on Snapchat at Mike Flax. Mike Flax. Mike Flax.
I had to end it on the lowest low that we could possibly get to.
Awkward.
And we did a great job there. That's weird. Power. Okay, Flax, thank you so much for stopping by. Of course, people can catch up with you weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Gareth Cliff Show. You'll be back Monday morning.
Weekend.
Power. There you go. Any big plans this weekend?
I'm just partying it up this weekend. I'm just having one of those weekends where you just let loose. Last weekend I was tame. This weekend I'm like a lion out in Brom with not filming a movie.
Wow.
That's how untamed I want to get.
Boom. Dope, dude.
It's back. Are you Jawsy Tough? Cycle through tunnels, over floating bridges, and into colossal stormwater drains. You're a machine, and nothing's going to stop you. With two separate routes, a 22K for beginners or a 54K for the tougher riders. Go where no mountain biker has gone before. On the 29th of May, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za.
One holiday road trip. Multiplied by a four-year-old.
Mom!
Plus his twin brother.
Mom!
Multiplied by...
Oh, dang it!
Plus...
Johnny's fingers on my seat.
multiplied by,
and you can expect heavy delays on the highway,
plus
I need to read.
multiplied by
I'll be there yet.
plus
I dropped my ice cream,
plus to the power of
recalculating your route,
equals the irritation of just one single mosquito buzzing around your head. Fortunately, you plus peaceful sleep room spray equals death to that irritation.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.